Hey, all you sexy sapphic lovers. Tiffany here, bringing you episode number 23. And as predicted in the original recording, we talked for way too long, so we had to split it up into three episodes. This one is almost safe for family, but we're not going to take that risk. We talk about our recent trip to Italy, and although it's mostly vanilla, we hope you still find it enjoyable. And just as soon as I remove Rachel from the dungeon, she'll edit the next section, which covers our time in France. This one is definitely not vanilla and definitely not safe for work. We met our swinger friends in Nice, boated around the French Riviera naked, and visited a couple of swing clubs. And speaking of boats, if you want to join us in November on the swinger cruise, we're affiliates for the swinger cruise, and you can book through us. Just head on over to sapphicswingers.blogspot.com and click on the banner to book this year or next year. We'll be on both. We'll be drunk, naked, and horny, so we hope you can join us. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to email us, sapphicswingers@gmail.com. Or you can look us up on Cassidy or SDC under the same name, just in case you're wondering what we look like. Hope you enjoy. We'll talk soon.
Let your freak flag fly. Let your freak flag fly.
Welcome back to Sapphic Swingers Podcast. I am Tiffany.
And I'm Rachel.
And we're delighted to be back talking with you. We have some sexy stories that maybe we'll share. Do you think we should share? Maybe?
I think it would be fun to discuss.
Yeah, all right. Otherwise, we can just read some recipes that we enjoy making. Now, we'll talk sexy. No problem. As you could probably tell, we've been drinking because a sober podcast would be a boring podcast. So this may turn into two episodes. If it does, please be sure to check out the next one, because we have a lot to chat about. We had the great fortune of going to Italy and France for 2 weeks, and it was with we met some swinger friends over there, a couple from New York and a couple that live in France. So we have a couple things that we might want to chat about.
Yeah, it was a mind-blowingly awesome vacation. And while we were overseas, there was definitely some lifestyle things that took place here. I know Naughty New Orleans happened, mm-hmm. and so we wanted to give a shout out and congratulations to all the wonderful nominees and winners for the annual Lifestyle Awards. And thank you. We were super honored to be nominated in the podcast category, yes. The best podcast category. That was very, very humbling and awesome.
Yeah, I think we were a little write-in candidate, which was awesome. Or the Gary Johnson of the Lifestyle Awards. So if you don't know Naughty in New Orleans, which we haven't been to, it's
so we can't speak much about it.
Yeah, we don't know how the actual event is. We know they do like hotel takeovers. There's a big parade. It's a huge lifestyle event. It happens once a year, and they have these annual Lifestyle Awards. So they look at the best websites, best podcasts, of course.
Best lifestyle club, and mm-hmm. and they actually regionalize it, so it'll be best lifestyle club in the Southeast, the Midwest, mm-hmm. and the West, I believe.
It's all over. Yeah, be sure to check it out, because everyone can get on there and vote for your favorite blogs or websites. It runs the whole gamut.
Well, and even just to see the nominees for clubs and stuff kind of gives you ideas when you're traveling in different states about mm-hmm. clubs that you might want to visit.
Yeah,
the fact that they're on the list means that they're probably pretty good.
Absolutely, yeah, it's a good place to start. Except for us, we were writing candidates. I think Piper wrote us in, which was amazing. She's a dog. So thank you to everyone who nominated, voted for us, and congrats to the winners, because they're all wonderful. And we definitely scanned the list, and I know Mr. and Ms. Jones were on there, and they recently had a little shakeup because they were outed by somebody, mm-hmm. which is a little scary. Everyone faces that possibility of it happening to them. And not cool. Somebody went ahead and just, outed them to a bunch of people. And they took a little break, and they're back on air. So if you want to hear about their journey back into lifestyle, into being a more public figure, their last podcast we listened to. And it was a little heartbreaking. We listened to it together. But we know them personally. Yeah. If we spend time with them, and they're wonderful, wonderful people, amazing podcasts. I think they got runner-up, actually, for best podcast, I think.
Yes, congratulations, guys. Congrats. We love you. We miss you. Come hang with us soon.
Anytime. Yeah, the Joneses are wonderful. And it's scary. We talk about it, and we think about, like, oh, God, if we get outed. Like, we don't have any children except for our furry kids, but that's scary, you know, because it is kind of a secret. Like, not everyone's out in their lifestyle. So good for them for, you know, confronting that and overcoming that and coming back, because they have an awesome podcast. And I think they came out with a newsletter as well. So if you're not familiar with them, I saw something on Cassidy that they're, okay. They have a newsletter, yeah.
Well, it's not ever something that you want to confront, and it's sort of thrown in your face, and you're required to confront it,
right.
or stop doing what you love to do.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah. Good for them for overcoming it. So we asked them to sell pen and page at Trap. That was awesome.
From the Swinger Diaries.
Yes, Swinger Diaries. They're amazing. We didn't, you know, it's like when you go to Trap Bees, yes, you're there for like 6 hours, but it goes by in a flash. So we sat down and chatted with them, and then all of a sudden the night was over, and it's like, oh, this sucks. We want to hang out more.
yeah, we sat and chatted with them, and they were chatting with a couple, and then we were chatting with some sexy ladies.
Yeah.
And
then all of a sudden it was
all of a sudden the night is over. So we would love to spend more time with you guys next time you're in town.
Yeah, they're awesome. So definitely check them out, the Swinger Diaries. I know they were down here one time prior, and I was really sick, and the last thing you want to do when you're sick is go to a swinger club. It's kind of like going to your favorite, you know, candy store, and you're like, oh, isn't this stuff amazing? You can't have any, but you can just look around and smell it and see it and maybe touch it, but you can't have any, and, like, that's just torture. You don't want to share those germs. So we missed them the time they were here prior, but it was wonderful to see them, and they're awesome.
So what else have we been up to, my darling?
That's it. That's the end of the podcast. thank you so much for listening. I am Stephanie. Okay. I guess we can talk about Europe. It was kind of awesome.
Yeah.
So we flew into Rome. It was like a 10-minute flight from Fort Lauderdale. We had like these express flights. They're amazing because South Florida rocks. It's called Lifestyle Airways. You got to know somebody.
It's no, honey. It's Lifestyle Express Airways.
Oh,
you have to put it out appropriately.
Sorry, I'm always drunk. I don't remember. Yeah, so we flew into Rome and we rented a little B&B, and we didn't do any kind of data, phone, international plan. So we get there and there's a note on the door, and they're like, oh, call this number and we'll come let you in. And we're like, shit.
Well, our Lifestyle Express flight was moderately delayed.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Our check-in girl was expecting us at a certain time, and our flight pushed us beyond that time.
Yeah. So she put a little note, and we're like, okay, we'll find a Wi-Fi. So we go to a little local, you know, grocery, and they're like, oh, no, there's no... She was like, you go to McDonald's to get the Wi-Fi. We're like, where's McDonald's? She's like, oh, it's very far away. we're like, shit. We're like, we just have to call.
And we had our luggage, and...
And we're tired from the 10-minute flight. Exhausted. So it was a tiny ordeal, but we were, you know, everyone was so nice. Like we asked a couple of people, one person said, oh, I don't have international. And one person was like, oh yeah, let me call them for you. So it worked out just fine. So we got in, and we were supposed to have a hot date that night, and apologies if they listen, because we're like, oh, this would be great. Let's have a hot date in Rome, like hot Italian women, duh.
Somebody we've been chatting with for a couple weeks prior to our trip.
Yeah.
And she looked really cute. They seemed, as a couple, they seemed totally up our alley.
And we got in later. Our flight was our Lifestyle Express was delayed 5 minutes, so it took 10 minutes to get there. We're exhausted. It took a while to get our room, and we went and just like got a beer and some chips, and we're just chilling on the street like a couple hobos. And so we felt really bad. We're like, okay, we had made plans with our friends from New York, our swinger friends, and we were gonna go to dinner with them. So once we checked in, we showered, and it got to be pretty late. And we met our friends for dinner, which was
amazing.
Awesome dinner. We ended up walking a couple miles, actually, to, do you know the area in Rome? And not, so we were staying by the train, and then we walked a couple miles.
Yeah, I don't remember the exact.
So we had dinner with our lifestyle friends, and it was amazing, amazing dinner. Best food. I had some wonderful... I love gnocchi and pasta. I had black squid gnocchi.
Squid ink gnocchi.
Yeah.
So good.
So amazing.
And we had some fresh seafood, and they had... Yeah. We never take photos of our food, but we did this throughout all of Italy and France, because the food was just gorgeously presented and friggin' absolutely amazing.
I'm going to give Piper a treat because she's growling.
I think she just wants to be on the podcast, right, baby?
So after dinner with our friends, we walked along the Tiber River. They actually had all these shops and bars and all this cool stuff set up. So we went down some stairs, and you're walking right along the river.
Mm-hmm.
And it was spectacular. We saw a Cavalier, King
yes.
Charles, that reminded us
yes.
of Piper. And we both went insane with some Cavi love. Needed some furry kisses. And it was a spectacular evening
mm-hmm.
hanging out with our friends.
Yeah, we got some wine to go. Just got a cup of wine for like super cheap, super great. It's a lot of fun, yeah. Got some good pictures with our friends.
One of the key attractions in Rome is the Trevi Fountain, which I had been to on a previous trip to Italy, but I've never been there at night.
Mm-hmm.
And so after strolling along the river, we went to the Trevi Fountain
mm-hmm.
and took some very fun, maybe slightly drunk photos.
Maybe, yeah.
In front of the Trevi.
Yeah, I had not been there at night either. And I forgot the pictures we took, so it's always fun when you look back and you're like, oh, God. It's like, at least I didn't break a statue.
And jump in the water and get arrested or anything crazy.
No. I think for our standards, we were pretty well-behaved.
Yes.
I think actually that was the only time we took a cab the whole time, because we were so tired. And we, like, on the walk home.
We took it, yeah.
So we walked maybe a mile to the Trevi, and then we're like, we're so tired. So we just hopped in the cab real quick.
Yeah, well, we had walked about 2 or 3 miles to dinner first.
Yeah. Yeah,
so we had no idea where our hotel room was from there.
We're like, we're so tired. Like, just take me home. And we actually had to get to bed early because we had an early train to go see my godfather. He lives up in Perugia, which is in the Umbria region. We didn't want to stay out too late, and that's why I feel bad for trying to set up a hot date because we were just so tired.
Our schedule definitely didn't conform.
Yeah, and it sucks because like that was pretty awesome to try and meet up with some hot Italian gals.
And well, and she looked
yeah.
extremely beautiful.
I know. Sorry about that. If you listen, apologies. But we headed out to Perugia, and that's where we spent the next 2 days. And my godfather's been out there for 15 years with his wife, and it was amazing. It was this little like farmhouse that's been there for hundreds of years on the hills, and we just had the most amazing... It was like being with locals. They're from South Florida originally, but they've been out there so long. It was just like they knew everything. They knew where to go. They knew all the best restaurants. And we had an amazing time there.
Oh, my God. It was beyond incredible. From previous times that we spent with her godparents, they've told us various stories about some of their neighbors and some of their locals that live in the Perugia area. And so it was so cool to kind of put a face to the name that
mm-hmm.
from those stories.
Yeah.
And to just see the location and the views. The peace. It's very peaceful. Hillside, sunset.
Gorgeous sunrise, sunset.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. Everyone's like, oh, what was your favorite trip about being in Europe? And like, I guess to be more specific, did you have a favorite thing about... Oh, sorry.
Well, if you heard that, that was Piper's contribution to the podcast. My favorite thing about being in Perugia with your godparents was really feeling like we got infused into the local feel. Not only did they introduce us to all of their neighbors and take us to restaurants where they knew the owners and the chefs, we were staying in their house and got to tour and see their olives and the olive
mm-hmm.
trees and the grapes and everything that are growing there now that
mm-hmm.
will be harvested in the next couple months.
Yeah.
And go to make their next first press olive oil and
mm-hmm.
wine for the region, which we got to partake of.
Mm-hmm.
The coolest part was just being infused in that.
I agree. That was amazing. And actually, like, walk through, you know, they don't have, you know, they may be, what, 20 olive or, you know, trees or whatever. So it's not like, you know, some massive, but the whole community comes together and
mm-hmm.
and contributes, and so they do all this first press olive oil, which she gave us a liter of, which is awesome. It's really amazing. Like, the actual EVOO is mind-blowing. So, yeah, I agree. That was, for vanilla, like, that was just, like, the creme de la creme of any trip we could ask for.
I mean, this was our third time being in Italy. And so we've done all of the touristy stuff, but we've never done this local type of
event. Yeah, that's how it felt. Yeah, even though they're obviously not natives, it was amazing.
I mean, they speak pretty good Italian.
Yeah, they do pretty well. His father's from Italy originally, so. And it's funny, they called him Aboriginal. So when he has dual citizenship, so he's Aboriginal, which is kind of funny. So best time there, and from then we headed on to Florence.
We did.
Which is kind of like home base for 4 days. 5 days, yeah.
Yeah, so from Perugia, we took the train to Florence, and we checked in to a flat near the Santo Spirito Piazza area, which, from our understanding, is kind of the younger, artsier type area. So it's a little less touristy, and so you definitely noticed that it was younger and artsy, especially in the evening in the piazza area.
Yeah, it was crazy. People just came out like till, I don't even know, we left at probably 1, 2 a.m. It just, everyone was playing music and hanging out. And mm-hmm. It was really cool. We tried to get some pot. It was fun.
Well, and you saw people just sitting on stairways, drinking bottles of vino. Yep. And yeah, it was such a cool setting.
Yeah, they don't really have, you know, open container or anything. So, you know, we'd be on the trains or buses or in the piazzas. Ever just, because, you know, they don't take advantage of it like we do in the States. You know, everyone just grows up drinking wine. It's not a big deal.
But all these Americans come and fuck shit up, right?
Fuck shit up. There's a good way to fuck shit up, and there's a bad way to fuck shit up. So, yeah, we had this really great flat for 4 days. And it was funny because one night we had we came back and we were wasted, as always. And we're like, we need to do some laundry.
Yeah, because we had been traveling now for probably five or six days, yeah. But we had planned to do laundry knowing that we were having a flat.
Yeah. You know, we bust out the detergent, we brought some detergent, and we start looking at the washing machine, and we're like, what the fuck? There's like 100 different knobs and settings, and we're like, I don't know what to do. They were too drunk to look it up. We're like...
It was so confusing. So we had brought like two tablets of detergent to throw in there, and we did one load, and we came back, and I think the laundry smelled worse we came back than it had when we first put it in.
We definitely
so clearly we fucked something up.
fuck shit up. So we're cracking up, and now by then we're like naked and topless and naked and just laughing.
Oh, I was naked, my love.
And we busted out the drying rack because there aren't a lot of drying machines. I don't know if there are any. My godparents didn't have one. This place didn't have one. So they had the washer, but you gotta, you know, dry it, air dry it. So we're just taking naked pictures and laughing our asses off with our cup of wine. So adventures in laundry city.
Yes, those ones are in the do not show family photos.
Yeah, they're the do not post. Not even do not post. Not even family.
Just for us.
Just for our own humor. They are pretty funny. We eventually got it working, I guess, somewhat.
So the next day, we were planning to meet up with our friends to take a train to go to Bologna. These are our friends that live in New York. And apparently, if Italy is the food capital of the world, Bologna has been referred to, at least by New Yorkers, as the food capital of Italy. Mm-hmm. So they were super excited to take the train and go to Bologna for the day and have lunch and walk around. And we were going to join them. Unfortunately, we didn't buy tickets in advance. So we showed up at the train station trying to buy tickets. And this is one of those trains that actually, as opposed to the regional trains, where you don't have to book in advance and they kind of have unlimited seating, this one sold tickets by the seat. So we went and we couldn't get a seat. So our backup plan was to have a day of walking around Florence, which was spectacular. I had downloaded a Rick Steves podcast about the Renaissance area of Florence, and it was about an hour walking around, and it was nice. I had Tiff download it as well, and it was really nice to kind of give you a more descriptive and historical flavor of the area that you're walking around.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we've both been to Florence before, and we've seen a lot of the main tourist spots to hit. This just gave a different flavor.
And that, it's a great city. It's very clean, very easy to get around, navigate. We walked everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
If we had to go anywhere by train or bus, it was to another city. So everything was just right there. If you don't mind walking a bit, which, you know, we don't at all. So, yeah, the walking tour was great because you just had a little, you know, downloaded it from Stitcher, and it was, you know, 30, 35-minute walking tour.
It was an hour.
So, yeah, so it was about an hour, and you just walk around and listen. You know, they tell you all about important things to look at, and, you know, so it's a little self-guided in a way. Yeah, so we had a great time. And so part of the reason we actually ended up doing this trip is because our friends from New York, she's singing, and she sings in a choir, so we thought, hey, this is great. Let's go with them as well. We can, you know, we love Italy. We love Europe. We can go see our friends in France. We can go with them. So that night, we ended up going to see her sing in a church, which was like 200 meters from our hotel, our flat, which was amazing.
Yes. Long, long commute to go see them.
I was texting. I'm like, eh, it might be too far. So that night, we ended up going to listen to her sing at the church, and it was gorgeous, just an amazing choir performance. And that night they said, oh, well, we're going to dinner with, you know, a handful of the people from the choir. So we ended up going to a restaurant.
With a big group.
Yeah, it was probably, what, about 15 people or so? 20, 15,
yeah,
20?
Yeah, about that.
And it was fun. So we're sitting with them, and unbeknownst to me, her and Rachel go to the bathroom, and they're like, I don't know what happened. Were you guys kissing or something? I don't even know. Like, she tells me later on. I'm like,
We snuck a couple kisses,
I was like,
in the
what?
Bathroom.
Which I'm all for. Don't get me wrong. I love it.
We made sure none of the choir friends were around.
But I guess one of the waiters saw them kissing, and he's like, all right.
Well, one of the waiters just saw two hot girls and and was very intrigued.
Yeah, I wasn't there for that. You told me later. I was like, cool. Yeah, that's the sucky part about, you know, being in a vanilla environment. You can't make out with your friends.
Yeah, it puts up a couple boundaries.
It's all good. And after that, I think we went and partied at the Piazza.
Right.
Yeah, at Santo Spirito, which, as we said before, was just like nonstop, awesome group of people hanging out, just respectful.
And we were looking for some 420 for
one of
the choir friends.
Yeah, one of the friends wanted some, so we helped her find some. But it was ridiculous, though.
Right. It seems like cigarette smoking and is very big in Europe and Italy, but 420 doesn't seem to be as prevalent.
No. It seemed very limited. Like here, we go to trapeze, and somebody has a vape, and they have the oil, and they're smoking at the club. And you can't tell. Like,
or a house party. I mean, it doesn't have to be club specific.
Oh, house parties, big time.
House parties all the time.
Big time, 420. But even at the club, like, you know, you would expect that because there's no smoking at trapeze. But, you know, people vape, and, you know, there's always somebody who has a vape with the oil. So it's just like, it's so prevalent here. But there, it was a little limited. So I was helping her find some weed. I was like, I don't want her walking around on her own, this, you know, woman walking around in Florence by herself. So I was walking with her, making sure she's okay, and we got some, but it was so expensive for such a small amount. I felt really bad for her. Nonetheless, she wanted some, so she got some. It was probably oregano.
Yes, we can't comment on the quality.
Mm-mm.
And or the quantity that she purchased.
Well, quantity I saw, and quantity was bad, but quality, I don't know. I hope it was the best weed she's ever had in her life.
So we finished our late night party in the piazza, and we had an early morning tour the next day. So we went home and slept for a short amount of time, and then and then met at the train station to catch our tour. We were going to Cinque Terre, which translates to kind of the five fishing villages on the coast of Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And so our tour was basically hiking and or taking trains between all five of the villages over mm-hmm. there.
And I guess there's like officially like 12 or something, but there's like the five main
the
ones.
The five
yeah.
that are known as the
Cinque
Terre.
So Cinque is five. Yeah, so Cinque is five. And we did take a bus. I mean, minor correction, instead of a train, because the bus tour was great because they talked to you the whole way instead of just doing the train. And we had an amazing tour guide. So I should have written down their name so we could promote them. But they were amazing, and she was super cute too. Oh,
very cute and very personable. And it was so impressive. I mean, she had over 20 people, and she remembered everybody's name, and kept a large group together.
Yeah.
While hiking, right. Which can be difficult when there's various fitness levels and people stopping to take photos and all this stuff. And so that was pretty impressive. And then also we did take trains between some of the villages.
Mm-hmm.
We hiked between some and then we took a train between some.
Mm-hmm.
And so to be on time with the train schedule and coordinate all those people was pretty darn impressive.
She did an amazing job. We told her at the end, we're like, you have our email address? If you ever want to come visit, you can stay with us. We'll try and keep our hands to ourselves. No promises.
Can't keep my hands to myself.
It was cool because, like, the tour, you know, it attracted some people that were more physically fit, so they were able to hike because it was, you know, what, a couple miles between towns?
Yeah, and it was very uphill and uneven stones.
Yeah, so you had to be, you know, kind of, I remember I took my shirt off, you know, which is very, I know, it's very not me.
or it happens every night when we go out.
Yeah, it was hot. It was definitely hot. Because this was July. Was it July?
End of June. Still June, my love.
June. End of June, beginning of July. Yeah, it was hot. But it was cool because, like, see, you know, there's definitely some younger folks, which is fun. And we ended up making friends with some one gal from Canada and another gal from Minnesota. So.
Of course, we make friends with, like, the two single women travelers.
Oops. Yeah, they were really cool. We ended up chatting with them, and we get to one town after, you know, we were done with all the hiking, and we said, oh, let's go get a bottle of wine, and, you know, give a limited amount of time in the towns, maybe an hour or something. It was a long tour, but, you know, the time in towns was limited. So we go and, like, just start, like, drinking wine and chatting, and we, like, get a bottle, and we take it on the train.
Oh, they were so much fun.
It was, and they were awesome.
Yeah, and we became Facebook friends, and so we hope that if they're ever in the South Florida area...
Yep.
That,
well, we offered. Yes. I don't think we'll make it out to Minneapolis, but we do go to the other gals from Montreal. So we're like, oh, you know, you can come up skiing with us. Don't mind if there's people having sex on the couch and they're not husband and wife.
Disregard.
Yeah. Disregard all the swinging stuff that's happening at our house in Canada. That was a great night. It was a very long day, though. So we got back.
I think it was a 12-hour tour.
Yeah. And we got back and... We had to go to the restroom really bad, remember? And we're like, let's just go in and get a glass of wine.
Yes.
And we'll go to the bathroom, and then we'll head back to our flat. And we end up sitting down, and there's a dog there. So, of course, you know, we automatically go into, oh, my God, I love your dog. And end up this Italian man and woman invite us to their table, and we're sitting there chatting. And he was a gay boy, and he was adorable. And I'm not sure her sexual orientation, but she was super nice as well.
So our having to use the restroom and... get a glass of wine turned into probably an hour and a half of sitting with them and hearing all about their version of Florence, which was so cool. And he gave us their number, but again, we didn't have phones that could actually contact them.
Right. Yeah, we connected on Facebook, but people were just so nice, like everywhere we went.
Mm-hmm.
Just amazing. But eventually we had to go home and rest.
Sadly.
Up. Yeah, sadly. Because we had a bike tour the next day. We were doing a ride through Tuscany, which we love. We're already picking out our house. we're ready to move there. So we'd done a bike tour about 9 years ago together through the vineyards and had an amazing time. So we said we must do it again.
But I tried to pick a different one because I knew the tour company that we did last time. So I didn't want us to see the same wineries or do the same exact tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the one that I booked was going to visit two wineries and probably biking, I don't know, I think we biked about 15 miles.
Yeah.
The thing that I was not expecting was
the hot girl?
Well, that's never an expectation. That's just always a pleasant surprise. The thing I was not expecting is that this one was a lot more mountain biking type terrain than the terrain that we experienced last mm-hmm. bike trip we did.
I think last time it was all asphalt, and this time a lot more rocks, which we're definitely not used to. It was fun, though, because, like, we just do road biking here in South Florida, and we do a lot of road biking, but this one, you know, it's a little bumpier terrain, but it was fun. It was like a little adventure. I definitely almost wiped out a few times.
As did I. I wiped out a few times, and then there was a couple rocks that I hit that actually felt really, really good.
Oh, God. Did you have your piercing? Were you wearing your piercing?
I took my piercing out in advance, knowing that I was going on a bike, because...
She gets too turned on.
I have been guilty of orgasming on the stationary bike before I even had the piercing. And so the piercing just kind of exacerbates things. And if it gets hit in the wrong... In the wrong direction, it doesn't feel good.
Oh,
I'm so it feels good in a sense, and then not good.
So you took it out. Okay.
I took it out knowing we were biking, yes.
Okay. All right. Nothing wrong with that. And there was probably, what, like 10 of us on the bike tour?
Yes. And so, this one was smaller than our last tour. Our last mm-hmm. tour was probably 25 or 30 people.
Mm-hmm.
And so you didn't get to know everybody.
Yeah. So this one was cool. It was a lot more intimate. And everyone on it was awesome. Like, we met up at a little piazza and started chatting with everyone before we left. I think everyone was from the States.
Mm-hmm.
We started chatting with all the people, and there was a really cute family. So it was the mom, dad, and the daughter. And she was fucking...
Hot daughter.
Adorable. I mean, so fucking cute. They were talking about going to the Piazza Michelangelo, or is it the Piazza... I forget the exact
Piazza,
name.
Piazza del Michelangelo.
Okay, Piazza del Michelangelo, which we'd been to, but our friend was singing there that night. On the way home, the tour guide said, oh, we can stop here and you can get off and you can go see the piazza. And the whole time we've been talking, we're saying, oh, if you come back tonight at 6, you can hear our friend sing. And so they were almost about to get off, said, no, let's come back at 6. So we're like, awesome. Like, we get to see Hottie again. So that night we went home and showered up, got a bottle of wine, walked back to the piazza, and saw our friend sing. And they did meet us, and they were awesome. They were just, like, awesome family. And we're actually probably going to see them up in Boca, because they come to visit.
So the other thing that we saw on the Piazza del Michelangelo was a wedding proposal.
Mm.
And so the choir is singing their songs, and then all of a sudden this proposal takes place.
Mm-hmm.
And the choir did not miss a beat. They were adorable.
Literally.
They turned around and then all of a sudden started singing... Go into the chapel and we're going to get married. And it was the coolest thing to just witness that and then see this. I'm telling you, I had goosebumps all over. Yeah. And it was, and not only is Piazza del Michelangelo probably the quintessential view of Florence, because it's a piazza overlooking the city where mm-hmm. you just have these insane views.
Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous. Yeah.
We hiked up. We hiked up a couple.
Well, they have
a couple stairways and ramps to get up to the top.
They have a lot of stairs you can take directly up, or there's like a long.
Or they have a bus, or you can.
Yeah, of course you can do a bus or a taxi. We chose to walk up after the bike tour. We're still okay. Yeah, so it's this gorgeous. It's very high up, and probably the best view of Florence, aside from maybe some sort of Duomo tower, but yeah, so this couple, how lucky for them that they happened to get engaged, like, right next to this amazing choir, so they bust out in song. It was just, it was perfect, yeah.
Yeah, that has to be the most memorable proposal, at least for, like...
Lucky them.
Yeah, absolutely. So after the piazza, the choir went down to... the Ponte Vecchio, which was a little short hike down the hill
mm-hmm.
and over to that main tourist bridge, and they were planning to do a couple songs on the bridge. So we're continuing to talk to our friends from the bike tour while the choir went down, and we're like, oh, we'll meet you guys down there. And when we finally got down there, they hadn't sung a single song because there was this guy that was playing
the guitar
mm-hmm. and singing, and he had captivated such an audience that the choir didn't want to interrupt him. And so they became sort of like backup singers to him.
That's cool.
So the audience grew and grew beyond that.
It was
And
was awesome.
Yeah, so they never did a formal set there that night on the Ponte Vecchio. It was more just backup singers.
Right. But they sang a lot. So they were doing like five different venues in Florence. And that night we actually ended up going to dinner with the whole group. And it was just like this all you can drink, eat menu at some restaurant. I don't know how they found it. We just kind of tagged along. And thank God we did, because it was, like, the best dinner. It was, I mean, just, like, being around them. And we chowed down on so much food. Just when you think it's going to stop, they bring out another course. Just like in Perugia, we had, like, the most amazing, the antipasta, and then your meal. And then they bring, like a beef dish, and then they bring the dinner, the salad, and then they bring dessert, and, like...
That's the difference, so... They know that we're American, and so usually Tiff, like, we would order one pasta dish and one salad, so we're not eating, like, quite so heavy, so we would share both of those. And they're like, do you want us to bring the pasta first or the salad first? We're like, just bring them together, which is not normal in their culture.
Yeah, we usually share, but also you got to keep in mind, this is over, like, hours. Like, we had, like, 3-4 hour lunches with my godfather, or dinners, like... It's long, 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 long meals. It's not, you know, McDonald's. You go in and you're gone in 20 minutes.
Oh, God,
no. Yeah, it's really long, wonderful lunches and dinners. So it was amazing. And actually that night at dinner, they all sang again, which was just amazing. Like, everyone was just coming in from their tables to listen to them sing. And
the acoustics in that restaurant were incredible. And I was lucky enough, we were at a table that was in front. So it was where all of the singers gathered to sing to the room. So Tiff was up taking photos, but I was sitting in the seat. So I was lucky enough to be at that table. And so I had the singers, the sound of the singers singing behind me while I'm looking at the audience and watching almost from the performer viewpoint. Mm-hmm. Seeing how everybody is responding to their beautiful music. It would, like, be just that entire moment gave me such goosebumps. The music resonated from everywhere. Mm-hmm. The acoustics in that room were incredible.
Mm-hmm. We're so lucky to be part of it in some way. We're very lucky.
Oh my goodness, yeah. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Honestly, like, that moment brings tears to my eyes, like, how incredible it was.
She's in the corner crying right now, actually. It's not actually Rachel you hear. It's a recording of Rachel.
I'm back.
So, yeah, that night I think I was, like, one glass of wine away from alcohol poisoning. So we ended up... The group went out somewhere else, and we were escorting one of our friends home. So we're like, we're not going to let you walk home alone as a, you know, single woman in the city. And we don't know where we're going, but we're like, all right, we're going to take you home. So we walked her back to where she wanted to go, and then we went home because we didn't know everybody went to. And I was like, thank God.
We were just done.
I was like, I cannot.
It had been a long day.
I cannot. I was tired and drunk, and I was like, I can't drink anymore.
Well, we had done the bike tour and started drinking far before the choir did.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because we'd gone to a couple wineries as well on the bike tour, which was lovely. So we crashed out, and then we caught a bus the next day to Siena, which neither of us have been to.
So Siena is a medieval town that is about an hour and a half bus ride from Florence. It literally transports you back in time. Mm-hmm. You walk into the city and you're back in medieval times. So this was July 1st. We were lucky enough to go to this city. So there's twice a year, they have something called the Palio. And the Palio is a medieval celebration of all of the districts within Siena. So there's 17 distinct districts within Siena. And they do this horse race. And so it happens on July 2nd and August 16th of every year. So we happen to be there on July 1st. I wish we had been there on July 2nd, but being there on July 1st was so cool because you walk through the city and you see all of these people wearing handkerchiefs that represent a color and an animal and a district. They're not walking alone. They're walking with all these other people from their district and they're singing songs. So we had just left Florence where where the choir was singing. And then we go to Siena and we turn around and people are singing all over the place. And they're singing different songs representative of their district.
And we didn't know. We're like, oh, is this a thing in Italy? Everyone just walks around singing? And I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah. We're like, we need to move to Italy just for the singing.
Just for singing, yes. Yeah, and they have like these, so this festival the day before, it's like a big giant pre-party. So they have like these long tables and you can pay, I'm not sure how much to have lunch and you sit there and they bring the lunch and the wine and you're sitting there and they're singing and they're celebrating and they're just getting ready to honor their district. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm cheering for Gryffindor. But secondly, how cool is that over here? Like the day before to see all this excitement and be a part of it in some small way. It was amazing.
Yeah. We saw like an eagle flag. We saw a panther flag. And then we saw one that just had a leaf on it. So that was the vegetarian flag.
Yeah. We said this. Yeah. Vegetarians. We started making shit up. We're like, how do you say it? And they give us some beautiful pronunciation in Italian. We're like, I'm going to call you vegetarian.
We were going to call you leaf people.
Leaf. Gryffindor. Yeah, so I guess they race a horse. There's 10 total that race out of the 17, and 7 of them are designated, 3 are by lottery, and the ones that don't race the first in July race in August. So I guess just for bragging rights, just for pride, and they have all these like sections set up at the Piazza del Campo, and they have all the kids from each district, singing, or from the 10 that are competing, and it was just, I can't believe we were there.
It was the most amazing experience. So we had tried to download a sort of podcast tour around Siena to view some of the hot spots that we were supposed to visit. They didn't have a Rick Steves. This was kind of a boring tour. So we bought a map and we just kind of decided to fuck it and walk ourselves around the city. It was so overwhelmed with all of this pre-paleo stuff happening. Mm-hmm. That it was just the coolest experience. If you've ever been to the medieval times type events that they have, I know that we've been to one in Orlando. I think they're in other cities as well. Or if you've ever been to summer camp and done color wars, and your entire group gets so into it with the singing, it was kind of a mashup of that in my view. It was the coolest experience. We extended our stay in Siena to the last bus that was going back to Florence to try and get the most out of this experience of being there.
Mm-hmm.
And we went back to the Piazza del Campo right before they were about to do the presentation. The presentation was supposed to start at 7, but nothing in Italy starts on time. Much to Tiffany's dismay, being in the army. But so we were there and just waiting around, and we just saw the crowd assemble and heard various groups singing and getting excited. Then we were standing, I guess, where the horses go, and not knowing why there was so much space there.
Yeah, we're like, oh man, we got the best place ever. Like, why is everybody all crammed up in the middle? Like, it's like thousands and thousands of people are like, man, this place is the jam right here. I don't know why they're all crammed in there. And I'm like, you gotta go.
Yeah, then all of a sudden, a bunch of police officers come aside and sweep the main area. Yeah. So we actually got kicked out of the piazza, which was a good thing because we started to get stressed out that we were going to miss our bus because they actually put gates on the outside of the piazza to almost lock the crowd in.
Yeah. Yeah. So we I was like, honey, we got to go. I was like, I was freaking out. It's like, I'd love to see the horses come by, but I got to go.
Yeah. So we didn't get to actually see the presentation.
Nah. We saw a couple horses go by while we were walking around town.
Oh, and drummers, yep. And they're all dressed in medieval costumes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was so freaking cool.
Yeah.
So we took the last train back We slept on the trains. Or mm-hmm. last bus. I'm sorry, last bus. Certainly slept on that bus.
Yeah. And I think that was the end of our vanilla trip to Europe. Because next up, we board the train to France.
Yes.